In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit's work is very simple then, to create and sustain faith. He's not into tricks or gimmicks, but he's into power. He's not trying to impress people or get people to love him, but he wants to save them. And that salvation comes solely through Jesus Christ. So he directs our attention squarely on Christ crucified so that we may have the salvation that he won. So the real miracle of this Pentecost day, what we should celebrate this day, is not so much the rushing wind or tongues of fire or even the speaking in many languages. But what we should celebrate on this Pentecost day and what this day is really about is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit not only on those with fire dancing on their heads, but also on the 3,000 who believed and were baptized. They received the Holy Spirit fully and completely. God promised, "In these last days I will pour out my Spirit on all people, regardless of race, age, or gender." God fills his church with his Spirit. And remember that the Church of God is not a building, a denomination, or an institution, but it is all who believe and are baptized. God fills his church with the Holy Spirit so that all might be saved through Christ. All are to be filled with the Spirit regardless of their backgrounds. So gluttonous Cretans, bullying Romans, proud and belligerent Parthians, the backwards Hicks of Phrygia, the rich and vain, dark-skinned Arabians, the law-loving Jews and the half-hearted proselytes, the pagan barbarians, the cynical Gauls, the stuck-up English, even us proud Americans, too proud to learn any language but our own, all are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. All are to be gathered by that Spirit into one holy Christian church, regardless of race, age, or gender. Although sinners of Babel spread out and at odds with one another because of their sin, and at odds among themselves, all of them are to be filled with this Spirit. Sin separated them from God. Sin separated them from one another as well. Man wanted to be united on his own terms, not on God's terms. They desired, so God scattered them, to humble them, to interfere with their plans, and then the many nations were born. Language is now fluid where once it was stable. Culture changes with language, and when people talk only to themselves, they develop their own habits and traditions. So pretty soon these cultures also had distinct appearances, not only in habits and traditions, but also in looks. Some dark, others light. Some tall, others short. Division among men, because man sinned against God. Certainly we are affected by this in our day. Certainly man perpetuates this in our day. Racism, simply because they look, sound, or act different, because their set of values are different than our set of values, and these two cannot seem to stand side by side. Greed, war, bloodshed, as brother kills brother. For all have one Creator, all have one Father. All trace their lineage back to the sons of Noah. So brother kills brother, regardless of who it is. These different languages magnify our essential problem of sin, really pride in ourselves. So survival of the fittest is the way of fallen man. Cold, loveless, calculating. How can you be of a benefit to us? Our culture must be right and theirs wrong. So we distrust those who don't look like us, act like us, or talk like us. We distrust those who have a completely different set of values than we do. And so we are willing to extinguish entire races. Probably not with violence. But we are willing to extinguish these races by forcing our ideals, our way of life, our American culture on other nations, as if our way were the only way, or at least the very best way. So wouldn't it be a better place if, well, you can fill in the blank, if that nation were not here, or that group of people? But now at Pentecost, this curse is undone. Jesus has died for all nations, yes, even those that make our lives as Americans very uneasy. He died for all, he loves all, he rose for all, so that all men might be reconciled to God in Christ, regardless of their race, age, or even their culture. And he desires to gather them into this holy Christian church as well. This isn't your church, this is Christ's church. And at one time, you too were a foreigner. And you were brought into this church, not your own, united to Christ by the Spirit. In Christ, all are one. By the Spirit, all now speak the same language. It's the language of faith. This isn't about words or syntax or grammar. This is the language of the church that extends over every culture and every tongue. As the church continues to call out to each in their own language, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and for your children, for all who are far off, for Jews and Gentiles, for Egyptians and Germans, for Chinese, for North Koreans and South Koreans, for Syrians, Mexicans, Venezuelans, the English, even us Americans, just to name a few. Stop being separate. Stop judging people based on their looks or their language, or stop judging them because they have a different set of ideals than you Americans. Stop insisting people must conform to our way of life and simply worship the King of the Jews. Yes, you have a king, and no, he is not an American. He is a first century Jew. So he did not look like you Americans. He did not talk like you. He did not live like you live today, and he did not eat what you eat. Yet he is your brother, made like you in every way so that you too might be redeemed by his death. And now he seeks to pour out his Holy Spirit on you. You did not hear the sound like a rushing of a violent wind as water streamed over your head. And yet the Holy Spirit descended on you in baptism to fill you with himself and to make you his holy temple. You did not see tongues of fire dancing on your head as you were carried away from the font. And yet the Spirit-given faith lives in your heart. You could not speak in many different languages. You probably couldn't even speak one language, but could only cry. And yet you too, regardless of how young you were, you too believed all that Scripture taught, all of it. You were a full and complete member of this Church of Christ and lacked absolutely nothing. And now as you have aged, you have learned to put your faith into words so that you might confess it to all. So dear friends, God has poured out his Holy Spirit on you fully and completely, just as he did on that first Pentecost day. For God's promise still rings true. In these last days, and the last days are the time from Christ's ascension to his return, in these last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Not just simply those gathered in Jerusalem this day, but on all people from every language in every nation. So what if you can't speak in tongues or do miracles? So what? You have a far greater gift from the Spirit. You have faith. And that is 1,000 times better, for only faith brings you into God's heaven. Even 2,000 years ago on that first Pentecost day, the Holy Spirit did not come to those people through these outward signs. He didn't create faith by blowing on them. He didn't sustain faith by dancing on their heads. But through the words Peter preached, and through the water connected with that word they were washed in, That is how the Spirit created faith and sustained faith in their heart. The same is true today. How can you believe if you have not heard? And how can you hear unless someone preaches to you? And how can they preach unless they are sent? So faith comes from hearing the message, because the Holy Spirit comes to you through that Word of God to forgive, to comfort, and to give you peace. He doesn't come through spectacles or outward show, but his power is found in the Word of God. Salvation comes through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. He was generously poured out on you so that you might be justified, so that you might become an heir of heaven now and forever. And finally, in the Holy Supper, the Spirit comes to you. He comes to you so you receive Christ's body and blood in faith. The Word, the water, and the meal. These are the miracles of God. These miracles of God far surpass that of the Red Sea, Mount Carmel, or even the feeding of thousands. Those were one-time incidences for one group of people in one small location. But these miracles of God, the Word, the water, and the meal, continue to spread out to every nation speckled throughout this globe. Whenever that word is faithfully preached and the sacraments faithfully administered, these are the continuing miracles of God that alone can bring a person into heaven. All who believe and are baptized have this Spirit, regardless of race, age, or gender. Even your tiniest of babies, they too are fully and completely members of this holy church. They lack nothing. They need nothing more. For salvation has been given to them by the Spirit. And as they age, like you, they too will learn to confess their faith. So racism really has no part in the holy church. Age discrimination has no part either. Neither does male chauvinism. We are all one in Christ, brothers and sisters, united by the blood of God, called out of the many nations, washed in the blood of our Savior. So out of all the joys of heaven, this has to be one of the greatest joys, to stand side by side with people from every nation, language, and tongue, all saved by Christ, all united by faith in Christ. Standing side by side with Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Jews and Romans, Germans, Americans, Canadians, Mexicans, Venezuelans, Syrians, North Koreans, South Koreans, Vietnamese, and all others and all else who believed in Christ and were washed in his blood. He is their God, even as he is ours. He is their brother, even as he is ours, their Lord, their Savior, even as he is ours, the Lamb slain, yet now living. So how wonderful it will be in heaven to see our brothers and sisters in Christ, people who don't look anything like us, yet still one with us. Yet until that day, we must wait here on this earth. And as we wait, let us devote ourselves to the miracles of God, to the Word, and to the sacraments, proclaiming to all who will hear Christ crucified. For the Church of God grows only by the Word and the sacraments. And so only by the Word and the sacraments will your faith be strengthened and sustained until Christ returns. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.